What's the matter with your life? Why you gotta mess with mine? Don't keep sweating what I do, cause I'm gonna be just fine. Check it out. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business. And if she wanna be a freak and sell it on a weekend, it's none of your business. Now you shouldn't even.
It's all some of your business here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm joined in the booth by Jess. 855-752-4842. The phone lines are open, folks. You can text or call us at that number. That's 855-75-CIVIC. You can also go get that Civic Media app. Pick your favorite station. I like the WAUK and WMDX. But wherever you may be in Wisconsin or beyond, you can get the app. And then you can text or call us with just one click. What that's also going to let you do is sign up for and join the statewide Text to Win Go for the Green and Gold contest that Civic Media is running this week and next. With that app during the 4 p.m. hour, Dom Salvia, who's got the show coming up at the top of the hour, will give you a code word of the hour. You're going to want to text that code word using the app, and that will enter you to win either $100 or some gold jewelry in the 4 p.m. hour and enter you to win a grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. I was just trying to think, Jess, When did I actually win some sort of contest thing? And the best I could come up with is a couple of bingo wins.
Okay.
Back
okay.
in the day. I think I might have actually, with a team, I might have won some.
Oh, goodness. It sounds like Maggie is having a little bit of technical difficulties. Her audio is. She will be right back in just a moment. But what she's saying, download that Civic Media app. Not only will you get the best sound quality out there, you will be ready to join that Text to Win contest in 30 minutes. Try again, Maggie. Try again. Shut it down and restart it. Here on the Maggie Dawn Show, sometimes we need to fill a little bit of time, and that's okay. We've had a very eventful day talking with Dan Schaefer, part of the Civic Media Radio Network. He created and hosts the Recombobulation Area. He is also now the political editor of Civic Media. Maggie, are you back?
We'll try it again, Jess. How are we doing now?
There we go. There we go.
Mysteries of radio. I was just complaining, of course, about my lackluster track record of radio call-in contests. I don't think I won a single one. The best thing I ever won was maybe a little bingo or bar trivia. Folks, if you want to get in this last half an hour of discussion, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Jess, thanks for keeping the ship afloat. CJ, my friend, how you been? What do you have to say this afternoon?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Maggie. Appreciate it. You were talking to your guest about the economy, and some big things happened today. The Fed reduced by half a point interest rates. They had to be aggressive because the economy is slowing. The other thing big that happened today, the Teamsters, since the first time since 1996, have decided not to endorse a presidential candidate. That's because 60 to 80% have of their membership is siding with Donald Trump. And the mere fact that Vice President Kamala Harris has been in charge.
Her name's Kamala. Her name is Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris.
Okay, you want to make, I don't try to do that. Kamala Harris,
thanks.
VP, border czar, Kamala Harris has been in office for 3.5+ years now and has caused this inflation to skyrocket. President Biden did on day one.
Okay, just a pause here. The vice president doesn't set economic policy for the country. Vice President Harris did not cause inflation.
You can try to separate them, but her policies, she can't even.
They're not her policies when you are not the chief executive officer. It's like blaming the CFO for decisions about leading a business made by the CEO. They're not the one in charge.
Okay, she's the candidate. She can't even describe her policies. So,
CJ, would you like to compare the length of the Kamala Harris platform and the detailed policies that she's released to the 19 pages of the Trump platform, and you want to talk about details? CJ, what's Donald Trump's detailed policies to help the middle class? What are the details there?
Well, it's not to raise most small businesses or LLCs like the one you work for file.
I don't work for an LLC. I work for a C Corp. Yeah. And raising corporate taxes is a good idea, CJ, because corporations are giving away their profits to shareholders like Warren Buffett through stock buybacks, which weren't even permitted until 1982. Should we tax stock buybacks, CJ? How about that one? Can we agree on that? Taxing stock buybacks. That's a proposal from Kamala Harris. She wants to tax stock buybacks at 4%, which are just cash grabs by massive shareholders that increase the value of their remaining stocks. Do we agree with Kamala Harris that we should tax stock buybacks?
The paint store down the street, she's promising to raise their corporate taxes from 21 to 28%. Who do you think those corporations, the small businesses, are going to pass those costs on to, Maggie? The
CJ, first of all, CJ, just take a breath. Most small businesses that are struggling actually have significant costs that reduce their net revenues so that they're actually not paying a disabling amount of taxes. And let's just make this point really clear. Businesses need to pay their fair share of taxes. If your business model does not enable you to pay your fair share of taxes, maybe that's a crappy business model. Meanwhile, the nation's 300 most profitable, largest corporations have robbed this country because of the Trump tax cuts of trillions of dollars in revenue. And that means that those corporations aren't helping to pay for the infrastructure that they use to move their products around. That Amazon is putting on your back, CJ, the cost of the roads that they deliver all those packages on. Does that seem fair? Oh, and by the way, small businesses are doing better under the Biden-Harris administration than they did under the Trump administration. There are more small business application starts under the Biden-Harris administration than in any other administration in history. So explain to me what facts you're relying on other than Republican talking points.
My dad taught me one thing as a young man. It's hard to argue with Santa Claus.
Okay, so I'm Santa Claus. Thanks, CJ. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're on the air. What do you have to say?
Oh, thank you so much for letting me follow up on that. I mean, that I live in the 14th and the 40th up here in Prairie du Sac, and I'm very excited about Sarah Kiesky and Karen DeSanto that as candidates. You know, I've contributed to both their campaigns. Their signs are in front of my yard, along with Mark Pocan and Harris and Harris Waltz and Tammy Baldwin. I'm excited about these candidates. And for the Republican candidates, the one question I would ask any of them, as I've said before, as I just posted on Eric Hovde's Facebook page, unless they can condemn without qualification the fake elector conspiracy, the continued election denialism in the form of, you know, eradicating everything of Donald Trump on the election, his election loss, and the election insurrection on January 6th, they've got no business running for office. And if I run into either Joan Bolwig or Jerry Helmer, who are the two you know, the two ones running for state office here, I will put that to them, because unless they can do that, they're already in violation of their oath to preserve and, you know, to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, which in my...
Yes, Mark, I couldn't agree with you anymore. That is a perfect litmus test of a question to any candidate. Do you agree that Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020? And do you condemn any candidate or elected official who refuses to protect our democracy? Brian, out of Madison, we just lost you. Please do call back, folks, if you want to get in on this conversation. 855-752-4842. Gary from Sussex, my man, you have been so patient with me. I am sorry I don't always get to your calls, my friend.
No, that's all right. I understand. I'm a heating contractor, so I'm between jobs a lot of times, so I can't wait. Sometimes I can, but I don't have, I'm not going to be on the job talking about politics when my customers will probably think that I'm a liberal or something like that, you know? So the question I have for you is something that happened a couple of weeks ago when you were talking, I think, Bob, the millionaire guy, inheritance tax, okay? I heard you both agree that they should be a tax on inheritance tax. You know, I don't know many Democrats that don't like taxes, but as far as I'm concerned, I want my kids to get every red cent that I work for and not have to pay taxes on it. And you
said, Gary, let me just ask you a question about this, because I hear this all the time. I earned it. I should be able to give it to my kids. Why? They didn't earn it. What's the moral argument for inheritance?
I worked hard. I want my kids to have it better.
Great.
Than
you
I
spend
have.
It. You spend it or give it to a charity. Why? Listen, Gary, let me be real clear here. I say you can pay for your kids' education as many degrees as they want to get. They want to get a PhD in five different topics. You can pay for that. You can buy your kids a house. I think they should have some sort of homestead gifting exception. You can set your kids up even with, I would consider, a couple million dollars worth of trust. But Gary, is there not a certain point after which it becomes a little ridiculous? Isn't there some number beyond which it is an obscenity to simply allow people to do nothing for the rest of their lives? Not to contribute, well, simply because we can pass hundreds of millions of dollars in inheritance. Is there a number? Is there any number, Gary?
No, there is
okay,
no number.
That's fundamentally, to me, there should be a number that we can agree upon, that beyond that number, we should be able to tax the hell out of that inheritance. Maybe it's $1 billion. Like, is it enough for us to be able to pass $1 billion to our kids? Maybe it's $200 million. But there is no moral argument, in my opinion, Gary, that could ever support passing more than $200 million. Maybe it's $300 million. Maybe it's $100 million to our freaking kids. That's an obscene amount of wealth. It does nothing to contribute to society. And it actually hinders society. It hinders economic growth. It hurts the middle class, because those people end up being leeches because they don't do a damn thing for the rest of their lives. They don't have to work. I don't think anybody likes a trust fund baby, least of all me. Aside from inheritance taxes, because you and I are just never going to agree on that, was there something else you wanted to bring up this afternoon, sir?
Yeah, okay. I do agree with you. Maybe after like $5 or $6 million, because those people can afford to get the stuff. But my kids and other kids, you know, middle-class people, I don't want them to be taxed. So, yeah,
Gary, you and I totally agree then. I'm not talking about the kind of money that middle-class people pass to their kids. I'm not talking about you or me wanting to buy a house or pass a house to our kids. I'm talking about the filthy, stinking rich.
Okay. We agree. We agree. We agree.
Woohoo! We got there. Gary from Sussex and I agree on inheritance taxes. Somebody take a note. It is 3:48 in the afternoon on September 18th. Folks, we're going to come back with more. I'm Maggie Dawn. That was Gary from Sussex. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to. It's none of your business. So don't try to change my mind. I tell you one more time.
is. Who are you to judge? There's only one true judge, and that's God. So chill and let my father do his job.